Bernie Porn. He, of course, is with Epic MRA, one of the state's leading pollsters. How are you, Bernie?
I'm doing just fine. How are you on this hot Monday?
You know what? I like the hot weather, Bernie. I'm a weird individual. I think of how cold it was in January and February. So while most people are staying inside, when I drive with the windows down. It doesn't bother me at all.
Well, I have been accused of having my office so cold that you could put up slabs of beef. And so I like to keep cool.
Well, last week on Friday, we were talking about your poll, and your poll covered a menagerie of topics. You are releasing bits and pieces of that poll. We talked about something I thought was very interesting, that the sampling of people that you talked to were dissatisfied with Lansing City Council. And what's interesting about that, Bernie, is I didn't know it was going to be at the level it was of dissatisfaction, but also it comes at a time where a lot of seats are up for grabs. So the people are not happy.
Well, I have to correct you on one thing. That wasn't our poll. You asked me to comment on a poll that was done by, I believe, MRG.
Right.
And I think that with the openings of seats and dissatisfaction for the direction of the city, and I think because of the cuts in police and fire and the budget issues, why there could be serious challenges to some of the incumbents.
You also polled folks on what they thought about helmet law, and I wonder, do people really care about this, you think, Bernie?
Well, I don't think it's the kind of issue that is going to cause people to vote against legislators, but clearly the direction that the legislature, not only this time, but they one house or another have passed either outright helmet law repeals in the past or some variation of what this proposal would be. But clearly the legislature is not in line with what the voters say.
Well, and before you tell me about those, I thought it was important from the aspect of do many people care if motorcyclists wear helmets? Probably not. Not, but taxpayers should care, because if motorcycle riders get hurt or if they get in an accident, we as insurance payers, we as taxpayers have to pay for care and for lawsuits, and there's a lot of money we're talking about.
Absolutely, and the law, if it were passed, it would indicate that the motorcyclist would have to carry insurance amount of $100,000. Well, you get a closed head injury, and that doesn't even begin to cover the cost of that care that is required.
What did the poll show?
Well, it shows that 68% think that the law should not be changed, and that motorcycle riders should continue to have to wear their helmets. Only 31% said that they were in favor of it, and 60% strongly opposed. And this included people from all demographic groups, with the exception of three groups, and that is voters who did not have a religious preference said that they supported the law proposed law 56%. Men under age 50, they supported 52-46%, and Republican men, by a bare 50-49% majority, would support it, even though Republican women oppose it by more than the statewide average of 69-28%. It is definitely a guy thing.
Bernie, you worked in the state house, or excuse me, you worked at the state capitol. You know the inner workings there. How much do these polls matter to them? Do they look at them? Do they think about them?
They really do, because I know that over the years I have had Republican legislative staff as well as Democratic legislative staff ask for our poll results, and they have talked about them in caucuses. A lot of that never gets publicized, but they pay attention to the polls, and every politician will say, oh, I don't pay any attention to the polls, but they pay an awful lot of money for their polls just to gauge the public opinion of people on the issues that are before the legislature.
All right. Now, I know you probably covered some other questions. When are you going to release that information?
In a short while, you'll be getting information on the matchup between Obama and Romney, and also his favorability and job rating numbers, the direction of the country among Michigan voters. Tomorrow, we'll be releasing numbers on Governor Snyder in terms of how he's doing and his favorability and job rating numbers, as well as what people think about the direction of the state and whether or not they're optimistic or pessimistic about the future of Michigan's economy.
When you do your polls, you always have the error rate on there. Where could there be hit or misses? But I noticed that you like to use the 600 sample. Why that number?
That's a good number in terms of providing information by geographic breakouts as well as bipartisan breakouts and most of the demographic groups, where we like to look at breakouts among like specific groups of union members. That's when we'll try to get up to the 800 and 900 number sample size. But 600 is our constant number that we try to use in our statewide samples.
How do we know bogus polls when we see them?
Well, one thing that's always a good hint is if the person or the group that conducted the poll does not release the wording of the questions. That's always ask for the wording. If they're not willing to give you the wording and also the order in which they appear, why then that's always a hint that it might have been a push poll.
Proponents of a topic, whether they're for or against, or Republican or Democratic issues, or folks dealing with those entities, how much do they try to manipulate polls?
Sometimes they will do that, but if a question is designed so that it does not lead people one way or the other, as long as you have that question in there, the partisan interest will then ask follow-up questions to see whether or not information causes people to move from one side of an issue to another, and that, there's nothing wrong with that. But what has been referred to as push polls quite often is just a voter ID operation where they will call people up and say, well, if you knew that so-and-so did this and that, would you vote for or against them? And quite often that's not any given sample. They're calling everyone in a particular area to try and influence them, and that's what the push polling really is.
Tony, please ask Bernie Porn what the average time between polls is. That comes from a reader email. So how often do you like to do polls?
We try to have a statewide survey done every month. We missed one here, but earlier in the year we did two in January and two in February, so it all averages out probably about one every month and sometimes more frequently.
All right, Bernie Porn from Epic MRA. We'll be talking with you again soon. Bernie, as always, thanks so much for your time.
Take care, Tony.